So did we when it was used on us, Kinnison grinned, and went on to explain the origin of the primary. We will give you the formulae, and also the working hookup, including the protective devices, because they're mighty dangerous without plenty of force backing, of the primaries, in exchange for some lessons in power plant design. Such an exchange of knowledge would be helpful indeed, Wise agreed. The Bosconians know nothing whatever of this beam, and we do not want them to learn it, Kinnison cautioned. Therefore, I have two suggestions to make. First, that you try everything else before you use this primary beam. Second, that you don't use it even then, unless you can wipe out, as nearly simultaneously as we did out there, every Bosconian who may be able to report back to his base as to what really happened. Fair enough? Eminently so. We agree without reservation. It is to our interest as much as yours that such a secret be kept from Boscone. QX. Fellows, let's go back to the ship for a couple of minutes. Then, aboard the Dauntless. Tregonzi, you and your crew want to stay with the planet, to show the Madonians what to do and to help them along generally, as well as to learn about their power system. Thorndike, you and your gang, and probably Lensman Hotchkiss, had better study these things too. You'll know what you want as soon as they show you the hookup. Worsel, I'd like to have you stay with the ship. You're in command of her until further orders. Keep her here for, say, a week or 10 days, until the planet is well out of the galaxy. Then, if Hotchkiss and Thorndike haven't got all the dope they want, leave them here to ride back with Tregonzi on the planet and drill the Dauntless for telts. Keep yourself more or less disengaged for a while and sort of keep tuned to me. I may not need an ultra-long-range communicator, but you never can tell. Why such comprehensive orders, Kim? Asked Hotchkiss. Who ever heard of a commander abandoning his expedition? Aren't you sticking around? Nope. Gotta do a flit. Think maybe I'm getting an idea. Break out my speedster, will you, Allardyce? And the gray lensman was gone.
Chapter 5 Dessa de Pleiades Swilnik.
Kinnison's speedster shot away and made an undetectable, uneventful voyage back to Prime Base.
Why the foliage? The port admiral asked, almost at sight, for the gray lensman was wearing a more than half-grown beard.
I may need to be Chester Q. Fordyce for a while. If I don't, I can shave it off quick.
If I do, a real beard is a lot better than an imitation, and he plunged into his subject.
Very fine work, son, very fine indeed, Haynes congratulated the younger man at the conclusion of his report.
We shall begin at once, and be ready to rush things through when the technicians bring back the necessary data from Medon. But there's one thing I want to ask you. How come you placed those spotting screens so exactly?